that one a bit more deeply. I think I know why I play it every time I start on a new radio station. It just about sums me up, I think. I think it's the bit about the old plastic credit card on it. It's the only way that Ashton runs a car. Anyway, starting things off, that was Voyager and the Halfway Hotel. Actually, Ray totally threw me. I was going to start off by reading the weather. He did all the news.
How dare he?
Never mind, eh? Got a few oldies on the programme tonight to see you home nice and safely. If you are driving home, do take care. If you're on a bike, especially. The wind tonight. Oh, dreadful. These are the animals back in time.
There is a house in New Orleans.
Way. Very good evening to you. You're tuned to Skyline Radio, London's newest radio station here in South East London. Skyline Radio, 212 metres in the medium wave. That's a frequency of 1413 kilohertz for those of you with Japanese radios.
Whoa, whoa,
Together and the Onion song. I wanted to talk just then, the microphone had been moved. Great fun, this radio station. It's 6:15 on a Thursday night. If you're on your way home, as I said before, please stay tuned with us right throughout the evening. Got some really great stuff coming up. Got some chart things coming up in the minutes, but at the moment, sticking to the oldies. Going to an album track, it's only about a year or so old, this one, but from one of my favourite artists, a guy called Dean Friedman. A single from about this time last year. This sums up my life too. It's called McDonald's Girl.
I am in love with a McDonald's girl. She has a smile of innocence, of the tender and warm. I am in love with a McDonald's girl. She is an angel in a polyester uniform. I leave in softball practice every night. It's getting dark with the golden arches light up the way. I turn the corner at the traffic light. I'd like to order a fried quarter pounder with cheese. I love
lyrics of that song are really a bit too much, aren't they? McDonald's Girl, and that's Dean Friedman. A bit later on, dig out some of the old Dean Friedman stuff like Lydia and things like that, okay? Right, almost 20 past six. If you are on your way home, we're going to have a bit of the old news of what's happening. If you're stuck in a jam, we'll give you some of that in about 10 minutes, okay? We'll get the old flying eye. We should rename that, actually. What can we call it? How about the spying fly? Here's Tracy Ullman for you. Bit of three of a kind, all that stuff.
I make my reservation, I'm leaving town tomorrow. I'll find somebody new and they'll be all my sorrow. It's what I do each time, but I can't follow through. I can't break away, but you make me cry.
Because of the picture on the sleeves, rather nice, really. Tracy Ullman, and that one's called Breakaway. Here's my bit of play for her indoors, the wife. It's Alan Parsons and the Project from an album last year called Eye in the Sky, Old and Wise.
Oh,
chance to listen to that album, if you haven't already, then it's well worth doing. Wonderful. Alan Parsons, and the album's called Eye of the Sky. That was a single from about a year ago, and Old and Wise. Go play a record now. You don't hear a lot on our sort of radio station, but it's a great album, and it's a bit hard to get hold of these days as well.
There is love in all to discover. Don't you ever wonder what you're really in for? Don't you ever wonder what you're really in for? Don't want not to be all one.
70s from a band called the Loving Awareness Band and an album called Loving Awareness, and that's Existence. And now, right, bang up to date. Number one this week on the Skyline Top 50. UB40, Red Red Wine.
Memories of the world.
Sound this week in South East London. That was UB40 and Red Red Wine. Swiftly followed by the number 16 sound and going down. The Spandau Ballet and Gold. Right now, a record that was first released in 1971 by The Doors. This time around, Annabel Lamb and Riders on the Storm.
Like a dog without a bone, after I've been riding.
and the Doors song, Riders on the Storm. Hands up, who likes Dutch music? This is Earth and Fire from 1973. Westgate Road, London, South East 25. I'll give you the details of that just after the 7 o'clock news here on Skyline. You might have got a pen and a piece of paper, have it all again in about a quarter of an hour's time, okay? And here's a record that's getting played quite a lot here on Skyline, because we like it. Phil Thornalley. And So This Is Love.
Oh,
9 before 7 on a Thursday evening if you're driving home. Stick with us in the old car there. If you're on your bike, well, be careful because of the high winds. If you're in your car, it's about time you put your lights on, because if you've not got them on by now, you'll get nicked on the way home, and that'll never do, because you want to stay with us here on Skyline right the way through the evening, all right? This is KC and his Sunshine Band. The worst record I've ever heard in my life, I think. Really ghastly. Goes to prove you should never play a record on the radio unless you've heard it before. That's KC and the Sunshine Band. And it wasn't called Come On, funnily enough. It was called Let It Go. Oh, I certainly will. Yep, definitely ghastly, that one. Record now, especially for Bill, who I know is working hard this evening in his radio studio over there in Hither Green. This is one of Bill's favourites, back in time to 1968. This is Nirvana at a record called Rainbow Chaser.
I can't talk to him, and I can love him.
from Robert Plant.
Okay.
So stick around on Skyline Radio just for that.
There's angry reaction from union leaders tonight over the government's new squeeze on the pay of millions of people in the public sector. Civil servants, health workers and members of the armed services have been told that the money available for pay rises is just 3%. Union chiefs say the figure is totally unacceptable. They say a 3% pay rise when the cost of living is running at 6% will mean a drop in living standards for millions. The main health union, NUPI, is bitter about the pay ceiling. Its General Secretary, Rodney Bickerstaff, says they'll fight it all the way.
We're going to go to the Health Committee, we're going to go to the Public Services Committee, we're going to go to the General Council, and we'll go out in our propaganda to try and get the people of Britain to say what I've said before. Mrs. Thatcher, you enjoy what you're doing. We don't. We're making the sacrifice. And we've had it for 4 long years now, and we cannot go on taking your medicine.
Magistrates have cleared a gynaecologist of attempted murder. Dr. Anthony Hamilton was alleged to have tried to kill a baby after an unsuccessful abortion, but magistrates in Luton have decided that the evidence of 7 prosecution witnesses, including gynecologists and paediatricians, was insufficient to send Dr. Hamilton for trial. A man who murdered a Falklands veteran has been jailed for life at the Old Bailey. Private Robert Wade, who served in the 3rd Parachute Regiment, died from multiple injuries after a drunken motorist deliberately ran him down. 20-year-old butcher's assistant Paul O'Shea had consumed up to 9 pints of beer. From the Old Bailey, Tim Crook.
O'Shea and Wade started quarrelling after spending the evening in Daniel's nightclub in Hornchurch, Essex. A scuffle broke out and O'Shea jumped into his car. He drove up the road, then reversed and headed straight towards the group at great speed. The car smashed into Wade and seriously injured 2 others. Private Wade had survived the Falklands campaign unscathed. He'd also served in Northern Ireland. The court heard that O'Shea had previous convictions for striking people with beer cans after gate-crashing parties. His lawyer told the court he bitterly regrets what happened that night. Tim Crook, IRN, The Old Bailey.
The Police Federation has tonight stepped up its campaign against football hooligans. The chairman of the Policemen's Union, Les Curtis, has told his members at a meeting at Worcester that during the next season, attendance at football matches should be restricted to home fans only. Diane Stradling reports.
Among the other recommendations, the Federation says that kickoffs should be at midday to cut down on pre-match drinking. No alcohol should be allowed on the grounds, and British Rail football specials should be banned. The Federation's magazine has already called for potentially violent matches to be banned in the same way as National Front marches on the grounds they are a threat to public order. Mr. Curtis says that policemen should no longer be considered as Aunt Sallys every Saturday afternoon. He said the day may not be far off when the Federation would be mourning the death of the first British police officer to be killed while on football duty.
Independent Radio News, it's 7:03.
Area weather tonight, not very nice. Occasional showers, scattered heavy at times, high winds, and a low tonight of 11 degrees centigrade. I should stay in if I was you. Don't go climbing trees tonight. Oh dear. Gale force winds outside. I should stay in by the fire, turn the telly off, and just listen to Skyline tonight, okay? 212 in the medium wave, 1413 kilohertz. I better please Steve Fox now, really, and play a record just for him. I know it's his favourite at the moment. I heard him say so this morning on the radio. It's Ryan Paris and Dulce Vita.
Like in the Dolce Vita,
nobody else than you.
Means in about an hour's time, if you want to really turn off the radio, which I'm sure you don't, you can see Fame. 8:10 tonight, there's Fame, if you're really into that sort of thing. There's Top of the Pops at 7:35, but I'm sure you'll hear far better Tops of the Pops right here. Well, this one was Top of the Pops just 4 years ago. Doesn't time fly? I don't know. XTC. Way back to 1979, and they're making plans for Nigel.
We're only making plans for Nigel. We only want what's best for him. We're only making plans for Nigel. Nigel just needs that helping hand. And if young Nigel says he's happy, he must be happy, he must be happy, he must be happy.
around and making plans for good old Nigel. If you're as old as I am, you'll enjoy later on tonight talking to BBC television and such things. 10:30 tonight, Sergeant Bilko, Phil Silvers. I used to love that when I was a kid. I still do now, I'm a big kid, but that's another story. My record right now, especially for Katie and Kemsing. I know this is one of your favourites. Rod Stewart, and What Am I Gonna Do?